teachable moments in a school can happen at any time. They don't just happen in the classroom, they can happen also in the playground. And or in the hallway. And one of the more common ones that we hear a lot, and I talk to teachers a lot about, is how often do people hear others say, "Oh, that's so gay." Maybe we've even said it ourselves, and our intention was not necessarily to put that person down or to say that gay people are inferior in some way, but it's become so normalized. And I always think of that as a real teachable moment in expressing. Do you know what, if you were to replace the word gay, what are you really saying? Is it a compliment? And if it's not a compliment, then say what you mean. Say that it sucks or that it's lame. And use that language to better describe what it is that your opinion is versus somebody's identity. But the other reality is that we don't want to create an environment where it's a bad thing to say gay, because then your identity isn't celebrated, right? And you don't see yourself. So encourage people to celebrate lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, genderqueer, queer students in a way that involves them and looks at really helping other students interact with people who are different from a positive place. And that goes to building respectful communities. Right, and using language as a way of teaching how do we better respect each other. Outside of language, and I give you one example, another teachable example is thinking through our curriculum. How often do we teach history that also includes that this person or this story we're learning about, that person identified as gay or lesbian, transgender, bisexual. It may even in that time of history not be named that way, but how often do we highlight that that is a part of that historical person or event? And not often. And that's one thing that in California with the passing of the Fair Education Act, it is now encouraging and requires teachers to include in a positive light contributions that were made by lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning people, as well as Asian Pacific Islander, and as well as people with different abilities into our curriculum. So now you're sitting in your history class, you're learning about the civil rights movement, and part of your identity is reflected in that. You're not, it doesn't exclude you. And that's a teachable moment. And that's not just for the LGBT young person in there. It's for their peers who are now seeing that this is a part of our whole community, right? This is our school.